across the weekend. Keep it K-Rock.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Not a Machine.
Get ready for 2 hours of inane nonsense with your favorite overweight redheads, Fat and Ginger.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is 6 o'clock on a Sunday night. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me is Luke Massey. We are Fat and Ginger to keep you company for the next 2 hours. And my word, isn't Geelong up and about at the moment, Luke?
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? Like, we come into town tonight, yep. And I've never seen so many people on a Sunday night. I couldn't get a park, and I've never been so happy to not get a park, Tim, because people were everywhere.
Everywhere. I couldn't get a park either. I only just happened to get one out the front because someone pulled out just as I was coming up. But the tree's up. Out in the harbour.
Yeah, everyone's up and about. I had a good day today too. I went and watched my niece play netball.
How'd you go?
Down at Kenya Park. Chloe, I'll say a quick hello. Well done, Chloe. You played really well today. She's really good. Like, I don't know what the position's called. It's like full forward though.
Goal shooter?
Oh, I think that's it. Or GA, what's that?
Goal attack. Yep.
So she played that and... You know, she just kept passing it to other people. And you just want to go, don't worry about everyone else. Just shoot it yourself.
Back yourself.
Yeah. So she was getting a few in, but then she started passing it. And obviously that's not the nature of young girls' sport. So I had a quiet word to her at halftime. And after that, she didn't pass it once. It was great. Now, mate, I've got something for you.
All right.
Yeah. This is. I don't know if you knew this or not, Tim.
Go on.
This is our 50th show.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
our
how 50th wonderful.
Show together. Only a few on K-Rock, but we've done 50 together. So I've got a little present for you. Tim.
Am I excited? No, I'm worried, but I'm excited at the same time.
Because I know, I'm a fan of memorabilia.
Yeah.
Yeah? You don't have much at your house.
No.
You've got a lot of kids' pictures on the walls.
Yeah.
So I've got you some memorabilia.
Okay.
Yeah? This is a baggy green. Now, I know you can't see this at home, ladies and gentlemen, but I've bought Tim a signed baggy green for our 50th show. There you go, mate. Now,
who's it signed by?
When I got the signature, it's in black Texas, so it's really difficult to read, but it says Happy 50th, Tim, and it's signed. So there you go.
Who's it from?
I signed it.
You signed it? That's very nice, mate. That's very nice. And is it in extra large?
Nah, you know way that is going to fit on your head.
Let's give it a go.
Oh, mate.
Not even close.
He couldn't fit it on your ear.
Look, this is a wonderful segue into what we're going to talk about next, because up next, we're going to talk about bringing cricket's highest form, Test cricket, to Geelong. Fat and Ginger, going to bring Test cricket right here.
Yes.
Geelong, let's go. Panic at the Disco with The Greatest Show.
You like that film, don't you?
I really
like it.
I can't stand it. There you go. We're going to be honest. We're going to be honest with you. We're going to be honest with the listeners.
I can't believe it, Tim. It was a classic.
A classic. That was a classic,
wasn't
it?
Wasn't it good?
It was a complete misrepresentation of history for starters.
Well, a little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, those people were exploited a little bit more than what it looked like in the film, where they were all best friends and like a family.
I think, yeah. Anywho, let's not get bogged down in that because we have something much more exciting to talk
about.
We've
been wanting to talk about this for a while.
We have. This is one of the main reasons we started Fat and Ginger was to do things like this. So what we want to do is we want to bring Test cricket to Geelong. Not Big Bash, not One Dayers, not, anything other than proper
the main
Test cricket.
Form of the game.
That's right.
And I think that we would be, our stadium here, GMHBA, with 40,000 people once it's all finished, I think it would be a great candidate for it. Maybe not some of the big tests, not India or England or something like that, but surely if one of the smaller countries come
out. Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Sri Lanka.
Yeah, or England.
England. They're not doing well at the moment. But look, sorry, excuse me, everyone. So, let's go through... some of the grounds of a similar size that have hosted Test cricket. So GMHBA, when the renovations are finished in 2038 or whenever, it's going to be 40,000 seats.
40,000?
At the moment, it's about 36.
Okay, so where does that rank?
Okay, so firstly, let's go from the top down. Possibly one of the most famous cricket grounds of the country, the Sydney Cricket Ground, 48,000.
So only 8,000 more.
Only 8,000 more.
And they never fill it anyway, do they?
The second one, where the season usually starts, the Gabba, 42,000.
So we're on the same level.
Absolutely we are.
Okay, but why does Geelong never get a look in?
I don't know, because let's go to some of the places that have had a look in.
Okay.
All right, so Test cricket has been played in a bunch of places.
Look at you with your research.
I know.
You've got a little dossier there.
I know.
It's exciting.
So it's regularly played at Belle Reve Oval.
Yeah.
Right? In Hobart, Tasmania.
Down in Tassie, yeah. Right? How many do they hold?
Capacity of 20,000.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Okay? If you do a head count, that's only 10,000 people.
Very good. Love it.
Thank you. But let's keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It's been at Kazali's Stadium. Do you know where that is?
Kazali Stadium.
Okay, I'll give you clues. Yeah, I was going to say Carmichael Hunt.
Yeah. Cairns, yeah.
Cairns, right? So that has a capacity of 13.5.
Who do they play there?
Sri Lanka.
Why?
Well, I think what it is in defence is they played it in the winter. So obviously in Cairns, it doesn't rain. Sense,
but...
Okay. So 13,500. Wow. Suburban ground, right?
Yep.
Then
so we're three times better than that.
Well, absolutely. Then we go to Murara Oval. Do you know where that is?
Canberra?
No. Where? Further north. It's Darwin.
Right.
I actually went to one of these tests. Fantastic.
Isn't that where Matty Hayde made 380?
No, he made that in Cairns, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
No, Perth.
Yeah.
I think, anyway. And that has a capacity of 12,500 people as well.
So we have to be in the mix, surely.
Surely.
But what annoys me is we get passed over for everything, Tim. Now, I went and saw Paul McCartney.
Who?
At the MCG. You know who he is. Don't start that. At the MCG last Saturday night, fantastic gig. And I thought, that's great. You know, he played a Melbourne gig. But what I found out later, he did Newcastle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Newcastle has about 60,000 people more than us.
Yep.
Yeah. He also did Gold Coast.
Yep.
He did Brisbane and Sydney as well, their sister cities.
Yeah. Yep.
But Geelong never gets a look in. Like,
no.
Where are you, McCartney? Why aren't you down here playing at GMHBA?
Sir Paul to us, I think.
Well, he's McCartney now. Start giving us a look in. It was good enough for the Foo Fighters, Tim. It's good enough for you.
Well, look, and this is the thing, right? So who's the main tenant and user of that ground?
The Geelong Footy Club.
The Geelong Footy Club. Who paid for it?
Well, the people of
the
Geelong.
The people of Geelong. So why don't the people of Geelong get to use it for more
things? I think the Geelong Footy Club did chip in, about 10 grand or something. But they did their bit.
They made the scones for afternoon tea.
Yeah, but you're right. Why aren't we not getting a look in, people? People of Geelong, do you want to see Test cricket here in Geelong?
And concerts.
And concerts as well. Like,
that's right.
Gold Coast, Newcastle, they get everything. What about us, mate?
So you're hearing it here first. We're going to start a campaign to bring Test cricket to Geelong, and that campaign is going to involve me pestering the ACB.
Yeah.
Sorry, Cricket Australia, as they're called now.
Let's write them a strongly worded letter.
Oh, that'll work. Yeah. I even might bust out the caps lock on occasion. But we're going to get celebrities, high-profile people to back us up with this.
And we really believe it. Like, usually we're very lazy people. We say a lot of stuff, and then we never follow through on it, you know. But this one we're actually going to, aren't we?
Are we?
Are we?
No, of course we are. 100%. I'm determined for Fat and Ginger to get Test cricket to Geelong.
All right, let's do it.
Fat and Ginger on K-Rock.
Sunday night's here with Fat and Ginger. Luke Massey's across the desk. My name is Tim Young. What do you got next, Luke? I'm a bit worried.
I know this had to come up. Now, we're both in a good mood, right?
Mm.
So I didn't want to sort of go too hard on you tonight.
Yep.
Right, because I've been copping a little bit of flack for that.
As you should.
Yeah, someone wrote in on Have Your Spray and said, leave Tim alone.
Thank you.
So I'm trying to turn over a new leave, Tim.
Hey?
But I will say this.
What?
Right, we've got Force Night Out coming up.
Yes, we have, yes.
Now, I rang you today.
You did?
Right, and said, right, I've got a nice cruisy one for you.
Yep.
Can you do 1 o'clock any day this week coming?
Yep.
And your answer?
No.
No.
That's right.
Yeah?
No.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do what it takes to make this show better and entertain the people. So what I've done, it really annoyed me, right?
Yeah, I can tell.
So what I've done is I've actually booked two.
Whoa. What do you mean two? You.
I've got two things for you.
Yeah, right? I'm not doing two.
I know you're not doing two. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put it out to the people.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to let someone ring in. Yeah. And say which one you have to do.
You're going to put my dignity in the hands of the people of Geelong.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
Because you are starting to really annoy me.
I'm starting to annoy you.
Yes.
You're kidding, aren't you?
Yes, because you're not doing what I'm asking you to do.
Jeez.
I'm trying to humiliate you for the benefit of the people of Geelong, and you're not doing it. So it's annoying me, so I'll let the people decide. Are you on Tim's side or are you on mine? So after the break, I'm going to reveal the two options.
You're a peanut. You really are.
Geelong's favourite.
Holiday like Green Day. A lot of days in the title of that song and the name of the band. But that's okay, because they're superheroes and we're here and they're not.
Yeah, okay. Well, I reckon they're great.
And I'm stalling again because, disappointingly, it's time for Force Night Out.
K Can our heroes sit through 2 hours of crap and come out clean on the other side? It's Fat and Ginger's Forced Night Out.
Yes, it is. And Luke is looking excited.
I'm a little bit smug, aren't I? I like this bit.
You are smug.
I really like this bit. I've done a lot of research today.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm a little bit excited. So for those who didn't listen last week, Tim was meant to do a Force Night Out where he was meant to turn up to the Salvation Army.
Which I did.
Which you did, but it wasn't on. No. We put it out to the listeners last week, said, do you think you should do another one? They were overwhelming in saying yes. Yeah, we had one caller who said, 100%
of the sample.
Yeah, 100% said
yes. Yeah, do a redo.
So I've got a new one. But what annoyed me is that I rang Tim today because the rules are you have to ring up and say, are you busy at this time?
Yep.
I said, you've got pick any day this week, 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And you said, no, I'm busy every day. And so you're obviously too busy to do this radio show, like too busy to worry about the needs of our listeners and to provide them with cheap quality entertainment.
Yep.
So I've got come up with two.
Yeah, I'm not doing two, though.
No, you're not doing two.
No.
But I'm going to let the listeners decide which one you do. So I'm going to read them out. One's a little bit tamer, Tim, so we're going to start with that. So one thing I noticed last week is that you got a little bit stressed over there, right, running the desk. Yeah?
Yeah.
And it just made me think that maybe you're not listening to people who have been trying to help you. Yeah? You've been in here doing a bit of training and maybe it's not quite computing in that big noggin of yours, okay? So what I've done is I've signed you up, my friend, to go to Melbourne at the City Library and learn English. Right? So this is a...
Hang on.
This is a learning to speak the language of English in our English Conversation Club sessions.
Yep. And we're going to get away with that.
Well, that's up to you, mate. So for both of these, I've sort of signed you up under a slightly abbreviated name. So for both of these, your name is going to be Yong Tin.
Yong Tin.
Yes. So you'll go along and you'll learn how to speak English, mate.
Wonderful.
And that will help you to be able to compute what's being said to you in running the desk.
So that's the more tame of the options.
That's the tamer one.
And that's at the City Library.
Yes, it is.
The State Library? Sorry?
I don't know. I'll find out.
No, that's all right. Sorry. Yeah.
But that's one of the options. So listeners at home, you know, it's up to you whether you think that Tim has been doing what he's been mandated to do here at Fat and Ginger, and that is to entertain you. That is our job. And when he says things like, I'm too busy to entertain the good people of Geelong, well, I have to step in at that point.
Objection. Yeah. Leading the populace of Geelong there, Your Honour.
Okay, sustained.
Thank you. Now, hang on. Is that the one that's on at like 10 o'clock at night?
No, that one. That's the one at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you'll go along because a lot of people who are learning English are probably working late at night. So you'll be going in with them you'll be learning the language all over again and maybe, you know, even giving your spin on a few things that you can help them with.
I'll tell you what. And that's 2 hours, isn't it?
2 hours.
That's that's a lot of acting.
That's a lot of acting.
That's a lot of accent.
Me no understand.
I thought you were Albanian and now you sound like you're Irish. Try my best here.
All right, that's the first one, guys, at home.
Yeah, right.
The second one, all right, this is the one that I really don't think he'll want to do because I know I wouldn't want to do it. So, you know, again, leading, but this is the one I'd be pushing you towards, right? This is on the same day. Okay, but it's a little bit later. It's 10 o'clock at night to 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It's only an hour, Tim. All right, but this is going to be...
Could it be?
This is
going
to be one of the longest hours of your life. Now, the last one was about you learning English.
Yeah.
This one's about another language altogether.
Yeah, go on.
Right?
Yeah.
This is called the Chinese University Students Meetup. Right? And it's at Queen's Restaurant and Bar. They've got a room put aside where a bunch of Chinese students, and I'm going to show you a little photo here.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, can you see that?
Yeah, I won't stand out at all.
You won't stand out at all. So a bunch of Chinese students get together and they discuss things about living in Melbourne, living in Victoria. You could tell them about our plight to get test cricket here in Geelong. You'll have a lot in common with them. So what you're going to do is go along for an hour, catch up. You can maybe pick up a little bit of the lingo.
Yeah.
Yeah? And just introduce yourself to a bunch of Chinese students. So
hang on, before we go on, what restaurants are that?
Queen's Restaurant and Bar in Melbourne, Queen Street.
Oh, geez. So yeah, that's a long hour.
It's a long hour, yeah. But, you know, this yeah. is it's all about broadening your education
wonderful.
And your mind.
Betterment.
If I can get your mind to the same size as that head that it lives in.
It rattles right, around inside
you,
a bit.
You
if you blow my mind on my ears, it's like a whistle.
So we want to put it out to the people of Geelong, yeah. right? Give us a call, 52232955. I'll give that number again because we didn't give it right last week, Tim. 52232955. Call in and tell, do you think Tim should be doing the English session or the Chinese session?
Yeah. Oh, let's go to the Chinese one because at least it's at a restaurant and I can eat. By 1927, that's when I think of you. And I've got to say, the phone has positively lit up.
It has gone crazy, mate. People just want to be involved in your life, Tim, to help educate you yep. because they know what a buffoon you are.
Indeed, that's right, yeah.
So who we got? We got Craig.
Craig first up. G'day, Craig. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you going?
Well, I don't know yet.
So, Craig, what would you like to see Tim do? Would you like to see him go and relearn the language of English that he struggles so much with, or go and broaden his international horizons by hanging out with some really lovely Chinese students? What would you prefer?
Well, I definitely think the writing's on the wall because he can't make the 1 o'clock session, so definitely the latter.
So the Chinese students?
Jeez.
Yeah, I think he'd fit in nicely.
Fit in. I'm the least Chinese-looking person in the world.
I want to go just to watch. I might just go and just sort of sit outside the window. What do you reckon, Craig? Do you reckon it'd be a spectacle, mate?
I reckon he might be able to take one of them Fuji cameras as well.
Fuji, you're showing your age there, Craig.
That'll give him a talking point anyway. Right.
Look, can I take someone with me, can't I?
You can, yes.
Done deal. Yeah. I know I'm going to take two. Hey, Craig, thanks very much for your call.
Thanks, Craig. Who else we got? We got Reese on the line.
Hang on,
we will have in a second. Reese, you there, mate?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you here, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
Very well, mate. Now, what do you want to see Tim do? Do you want to see him learn a bit of English or learn a bit of Chinese? What are we thinking?
Well, look, there's a few of us here. I'm with Mark and I'm with Tony. Tim might know them. And look, just scheduling-wise, we reckon the Chinese uni student meetup. I reckon that's the one to go to.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate your support.
It is overwhelming, Reese, that people want to see Tim just get a little bit of culture into that big noggin of his.
He needs to learn part of the world, you know. He needs to expand his horizons.
Well, I think the only thing he'll do is come back and probably have a couple of dimmies under his belt. That'd probably be about it.
Fantastic. I'll take that.
Nothing unusual then, Roel.
Anyway, it's been great. See you, guys. Thanks very much for waking up. Thanks very much, Reese.
Oh, there it is, mate. It's an overwhelming response. People want to see you go and hang out with some Chinese students, get to know them, find out about their lives.
Yep.
I assume they can speak English, but if not...
No, of course they can. Yeah.
If not, you can recommend a course down at the library to help them out. So.
I know what I could do. Because I'm an ex-teacher, got a degree in English. I could teach them English. I can make some money.
You might actually have a second career here.
That's right, yeah. No, yeah. I don't want to go back to teaching at all, ever again. So,
well, that's it. That's done. Yep. Tim, for your first night out, you'll be going along to the Chinese student catch-up.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. I love doing this show and I love all those segments and I love this segment especially, so.
Yeah, so Yun Tin. Yun Tin, you're signed up as.
But the funny thing is, as I said off-air, is... You could put me down as Tim Young and I still sound Chinese.
Well, you certainly don't look it, my friend.
Fat and Ginger, K-Rock 955.
With Cloudy Day, you're with Fat and Ginger. It is 6:45. It is time for Have Your Spray.
These two fat and ginger gentlemen have been whinging for years. Now it's your turn. Time to have your spray.
Yes, I'm still reeling from being thrown to the lions, thrown to the people of Geelong, and my dignity being...
Well, they spoke overwhelmingly. You know, people want to see you out there doing these sorts of things. So,
yeah.
I'm a little bit concerned about one, maybe two of these Have Your Sprays. They're starting to come in thick and fast. And people, if you're listening, we want you to ring in, or sorry, message in, and abusers.
I think your little thing, you know, we're all about TikTok and little short grabs these days.
Yeah.
Ring in and hook in.
Yes, just give us a tell us what's on your mind. Say, you guys are fat and that, you know, whatever you want. Whatever you want.
It's hardly Shakespeare, is it?
And the first one here is someone who's been doing it for quite some time. I reckon he's been involved in about, I'd say about 30 to 35 of our 50 shows.
Oh, look, serial pest.
Yes, absolutely. Friend of the show. But what's he got to say?
So what's he got to say? So we got this Wayne from Mount Mercer.
One of our favourite, well, I won't say our favourite, we're his favourite.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're trying to hide from him a bit.
Yeah, he's been trying to call too.
Which is hard on radio, but, so been trying to call K-Rock, but can't because I accidentally drummed up an $8,000 phone bill and they cut me off. Well, hardly surprising, mate, if you're not going to pay it. Writing this from the library, any chance you can get me a spot on Bill Busters in the morning?
So what's Bill Busters again?
So that's the promo they've got on the morning show with Tom Ling and Lockie.
Oh, yeah.
Where they'll pay a bill for you.
Oh, so he wants him to pay his acre. How do you drum up an $8,000 phone bill?
It boggles the mind. But I don't think they're going to pay his $8,000 bill.
I'm just like, what was he looking up? Like, you can imagine Wayne sitting out there in Mount Mercer. I mean, I reckon his phone would have that many viruses on it. And I'm not talking computer viruses.
No,
I'm talking
STDs. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But if what's it, $4.95 a minute? What's 8,000 divided by $4.95?
Is it enough hours in the day, Tim?
I don't know. What have you got?
Oh, geez, Wayne. he's a lost cause, isn't he? Hey, Tim.
Yep.
This is one that I really take umbrage with. In fact, the next two, right?
Sorry, can I stop you there?
Yeah.
It's 1,616 minutes. Divide that by 60. That's 26 hours of 0055 numbers for Wayne and Mount Mercer.
So he's put someone through college.
That's right.
Tim.
Yep.
No, I'm saying, I'm reading this out.
Oh.
This is what it says.
Right.
Tim, you look stressed.
Thank you.
Luke needs to stop being so mean
thank
to you.
Thank you. Yes. That's right? Thank you. Yes.
Now, that's a nice little message.
That's a great message.
But
so
this
is
my
that?
Problem. This is from, and it says here, Bodie in Leopold.
Fine. What's wrong with that?
Nothing except that your partner is named Jody. And she lives in Leopold. It's almost like on the computer you can say she's written J and then changed it to
just
a B.
Sort of to put Bodie in.
And you know what? I want to put this to bed once and for all.
What?
We're best friends, right?
Are we?
I don't like being mean to you, Tim. It's not something I want to do. But unfortunately, I'm forced to do it.
Why?
Because you refuse to do the things that I want you to do.
Really?
Yes.
So, sorry. Sorry, the half a dozen times that I dressed up as a pixie in public in broad daylight.
Yeah, but you've got to keep doing these things. Like, this is entertainment for Geelong, and you make me out to be a bad person, right, or mean to you as Bodie. That's not a real name. As Bodie said, if you started being team focused and let me humiliate you for the purposes of cheap entertainment, we wouldn't have any issues, Tim.
You're not selling it to me. I'll give you the hot tip. What else you got? What have I got?
You've got this one.
We've got the third one. Yep, no, it's right here, right in front of me.
This makes us... I've got a sour taste in my mouth just...
Well, okay, so this is from John Wallington. Fantastic. As a lifelong Geelong supporter, well done, I find you two Muppets as funny as when Dusty kicked his fourth goal in the 2020 grand final to literally tear my life to pieces. And as a Richmond supporter, I can't tell you how great that moment was. Remember what he did? How he palmed off Dangerfield, spun around and kicked it from the pocket?
No, I don't remember it, Tim, because I've had that memory repressed.
That's why you crushed it.
Yeah, I've had a few memories repressed in my life. But honestly, if life was like, you ever seen that movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
No, nah, I've heard of it.
Jim Carrey. And what they do is you can go into a company and they erase people out of your memory.
So
you
really?
You still have the memory.
Yeah.
They're just not in it. And if I could get that done, there'd be no Dusty Martin, there'd be no Nick Davis, and there'd be no Stewie Jew in my life. They would not exist because in the 2008 grand final, there'd just be a giant shadow bombing it from 60, and there'd be no one else there.
Sorry for coughing again, everyone. So sorry, hang on. The thing is though, right, so if you get that memory right, you still got the memory, just
you
not
still
that
got the memory. He's just not in it. So there's just Stewie Doo wasn't a small man at the time. He was a big guy. So there'd just be this giant shadow the size of the Southern Stand torping it from 60. And, geez, it was one of the worst. Oh.
But it's the low times that make the high times worthwhile.
Well, we won it a couple of years later. So.
That's right. How'd you go this year? Sorry? The day began the
colder. And Ginger, K-Rock 955.
And it is Fat and Ginger with K-Rock 955. There we go. And it's time for Luke's Law. So hit it, Sly.
There's not too many contenders out there that sound more punch drunk than me. That's why I like to listen to Luke's Law.
All right, thanks,
Luke. Ain't so bad.
Oh, back to bed for you.
Ain't so bad.
Ain't so bad. What do you got for us, mate?
Well, mate, I've been accused lately of having a couple of rants and being a little bit angry by you.
Yeah.
So this one's not going to be a rant.
Okay.
I actually want to talk about something. I went to a funeral on Tuesday, which is never a great occasion, but a young guy named Leon Watts passed away. Now, Leon was part of the All Abilities football team.
You had a lot to do with that.
I was associated with. And just a lovely guy, and he passed away, which is always very sad. But it was so good that a lot of the team were there. So for those people who don't sort of have much of an idea about the All Abilities League, so we had a team back in 2018. By 2019, we had two teams, and now we've got our own league here in Geelong, which is amazing. Oh, it's so
incredible.
Good, mate. So good to be a part of. I still sort of go down and watch Joey's play where my mate Jai Smith, who, funnily enough, the same guy who messaged in before. but I go down and watch them, and it's just amazing to be part of it. And it was, I was really proud down at the funeral on Tuesday when we had a they gave Leon a guard of honour going out of the Tucker's funeral service, and it was just a beautiful moment. I was just proud to be a part of it. But just what I did think this at the time, so I hadn't seen Leon for a little bit. He didn't play footy this year. Obviously, he was very sick. He had, I think, a brain cancer.
Oh, dear.
But I did see him about midway through the year at the shopping centre. I remember thinking, oh, mate, you look terrible. Like he looked like he'd and this isn't a reflection on what he was actually doing. He looked like he'd had like a bender or something.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, when you sort of got the beanie on.
Washed out.
You look washed out.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, oh, mate, we've got to try and get him back to footy, because I didn't realise he was sick. And it just goes to show, Tim, that you just don't know what's going on, do you?
For other people.
For other people.
Absolutely not. Yeah. No, that's right.
So sometimes when people are maybe a little bit rude to you when serving you or...
Yep, keep going.
And sometimes you just go, you know... You should be a little bit nicer. You don't know what's happening.
Hang on, I'll stop you there. So, for example, if you did a radio show with someone and you were constantly rude to them and annoyed them.
Yeah,
and
but I know what's going on with you. Nothing.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Nothing.
Maybe
you know what would be in your head, mate?
What?
But most times when I'm talking, you know, they, like off The Simpsons, there's a cow just in the paddock just munching on a bit of grass.
Or a little drumming monkey.
Yeah, the drumming monkey. That's what's in your head.
Nah, or Shane Warne leg breaks.
Yes, that's what it'd be. So, but now, look, I want to say to all the disability guys that come out, you know, it was great to see you all there. And Leon, we'll miss you, mate. You're a great footballer, great fella. And hope it all goes well in your next journey.
Absolutely. And look, was it a good send-off?
It was, mate. Yeah,
fantastic.
It was really nice. And it was good to hear some stories about him that I didn't know.
Yep.
And just how helpful and what a great fella he was. He loved his animals, like loved, you know, helping out around the place where he lived. And he was just a genuine, real good guy.
Nice. And
so,
look,
Leon Watts, Vale.
Indeed. Talking of journeys, coming up in the new hour, the next hour. Next hour of Fat and Ginger, I'm going to launch in a Jetstar because I've had some bad experiences and I reckon I'm not Robinson Crusoe on that.
You've read the history.
Most women like tall, dark men. I'm not most women. I like Fat and Ginger.
Yes, and we're back for the second hour of Fat and Ginger, and I'm genuinely excited to be doing this show with you right now.
Oh, thank you, Tim. That was almost like genuine.
Well, I feel bad because you bought me a present for our 50th and I've forgotten our anniversary.
Our anniversary. What is the 50th anniversary present? Is it paper or?
Gold.
Gold. So that's that's what you owe me.
No, you got me something green.
Yeah, but it's got gold writing on it.
We've got some feedback about that too.
Yeah, go on.
So Axel Dunscombe.
Who's that?
Who I know from work.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He saw the photo, and on the photo on Instagram, you've bought Tim a giant baggy green to commemorate the occasion.
Yeah.
He says, doesn't look giant, laughing face, have a great show.
Well, you did have to, we worked together to put it on your head. Like it was like when you're plunging a toilet. I was just above you, just pushing down, trying to get that thing on, and we got the photo and then it just popped off on its own. So
it stuck
floating
to the
roof. Around the room. So what have we got coming up, mate?
Coming up in the second hour, all sorts of stuff. Look, we haven't mentioned him yet, but Stan Dexter owes us a bit of money, and he's back to do another bit at the end of this hour. So
you keep giving him assignments.
Look, I've got to say, I know you haven't heard it yet.
Yeah,
things get worse.
They can't get any
worse. No, I need to talk to you about this off air. Things get worse. So, look, prepare yourself. But after Runaway by Pink, which I'm going to start playing very shortly, and after Runaway by Pink, I'm going to talk about Jetstar because I've had some pretty bad experiences and I reckon I'm not alone.
I think you are.
And on a micro and a macro level. Pink, Runaway. Runaway by Pink here on K-Rock 955. You are with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me is Luke Massey.
Now, you've had some issues with Jetstar, my friend.
Yeah, but let's play because we paid for it.
Oh, you got to do that.
We've got to play it. Yeah. This cost us an average salary for this jingle.
We could have done a lot of Jetstar flights with this money, couldn't we?
This is the state, though. When I'm sitting in my trailer waiting to make my next awful movie, I like to listen to Tim's topic. So, Tim, what have you got for us this week?
I'll tell you what I've got. I've got some jealousy because I bet Statham, with all the trash he's pumped out, is not flying Jetstar.
No, he wouldn't be. No, he'd have his own jet.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a star.
No, that's right. But, and that's the thing, so, like, it'd just be a whole nother life. It'd be, he'd go, oh, I have to fly commercial today, which means flying first class on a jet as opposed to flying his own jet.
Yeah, I think because the Meg 2 didn't do that good, it'd be downgraded a little bit.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it must have done well somewhere. Sorry, I digress. So, yes, I've had some bad experiences with Jetstar, and look, I'm not Robinson Crusoe on this, I know. Mm-hmm. So, between Christmas and New Year, I'm going to fly up to Newcastle, or Jade's and I are going to fly up to Newcastle for my brother's birthday.
Okay.
And the plan was to do it in one day, right? Fly up in the morning. There's a flight, Jetstar flight, that leaves from Tullamarine at 6 and fly back at, I think it's about 7 at night. Do it all in one day.
Why? Why don't you stay up there?
No, well, the dogs mainly, because can't get dogs into a kennel because over Christmas, obviously, A, they're fully booked, and B, if you do get them in, it's a minimum 10-night stay.
You didn't ask me.
No, I haven't asked you yet, but we'll get to that.
I wouldn't have taken them.
No, you're away still, anyway, aren't
nice
you?
It's nice to get asked.
Hey, I haven't asked anyone.
This so is not bad. You're going to fly up for your brother's birthday and not even stay the night.
No, that was the original plan, and that was fine.
Yeah,
that was okay. So anyway, so I'm on my emails as I'm wont to do, and I get an email from Jetstar, and it says, "G'day, we've changed your flights." I go, "Okay, fine." Usually it's just a 15-minute change,
yeah,
right?
5 minutes, sometimes.
Whatever it is. Yeah, great. I look at it, and it goes, "Your flight now leaves. Your two flights are now leaving Melbourne Tullamarine at 6 a.m. Getting in at, I think it was 8 o'clock. Whatever it is, might be a bit earlier. Getting at 8 o'clock. Your flight back is now 8:30 from Newcastle. 8:30 a.m.
Getting back. You're going to be there for 10:15. Half an hour.
You're going, so we're going to be there for half an hour.
Are you still
going
to go?
No, so what we're doing, we're actually going to stay overnight now.
Oh, yes. Good on you, Tim. So,
but I just go, on an organisational level, how does that get through? Like, how could that possibly work?
Because it's all computer generated.
Of course.
So nobody's sitting there going, well, they've got a good halfer.
Yes.
And you know what? There's not much in Newcastle worth seeing. So half an hour probably enough. No, I'm getting into them because they've
got
Paul McCartney, and I'm a bit jealous about that.
No, fair enough.
But half an hour should be heaps.
Yeah, that's right. G'day, Chris. How are you? Happy 50th. All right, mate. Ta-da.
Yep, see you, mate. Hey, can you come to the airport and meet me because I've got time to come to your place?
Well, he'd be able to get good parking too. that's a whole nother story. But yeah, so look, and then also Jodes and the kids and her dad went up to Queensland for a holiday earlier in the year. And she was meant to fly into Brisbane, get the hire car, and then drive up to the Sunshine Coast. She gets there on the morning. They say, oh, no, your flight's been cancelled. You're now flying to the Gold Coast. That's the next available flight. Otherwise, you're going to have to go home and come back tomorrow.
It's crazy, isn't
it? Like, you just go,
it happens a lot.
Oh, a lot.
Look, it's happened to me a lot, too.
Yeah,
where they've cancelled flights, postponed them, whatever. You have to sit around the airport for hours or whatever. But one thing that really annoyed me was when we were coming back from Queensland. I had little kids at their stage, right? And we had one of those suitcases that you buy as carry-on. Like, you know, the carry-on suitcases, they're all the same size.
I'm aware of those. I've got beef with those.
So the lady just goes, oh, no, that's too big.
Did you measure it in the doodad?
You can't take it on. And we go, yeah, but it's the same size as everyone. It's actually made for carry-on. She goes, no, you can't. And she just had this bee in her bonnet. She was no way we're going to let it on.
Did have one of those things where, you know, where you measure your hand?
Yeah, she did. And it was like you could force it in. But it would have been like squashing it in, like me trying to get into a pair of pants or something.
Yeah.
Right? But the thing is, everyone had the same sizes, and she was just letting them all go. And I'm pointing to them, going, well, that one's the same size, that one's the same size. I go, I'm only worried about yours. And she just, it was just like, you know, I'm not going to let you in no matter what.
And
I'm having to get the manager down. He said no because he was backing her up. And I started filming on my phone. The kids are bawling their eyes out, thinking they're not going to get to go home. And then eventually they let us on. There was no harm done. There were so many people with the same things. And you just go, does it have to get to that?
No, it doesn't.
Really? Like if I was trying to get on a big suitcase, you go, fair enough. You know, but it's the same size as everyone else's. She just decided, not this one I'm going to enforce. And it just goes to show their slogan. It's all day, every day. Low IQ.
Did Tommy get to say that? I would have gone out on that, but I can't, so we're going to keep talking. So, look, and then, I won't fly them unless I absolutely have to. The only reason I'm flying them to Newcastle is because they have the right times. The other airlines I fly don't have the right times, and so.
Yeah, we're going to Thailand with them shortly.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, and the only reason that we booked with them is because we're there for 11 days, so it really doesn't matter. They can't make us late, you know.
Well, the hope always is that on the way over, fine. Want to get there on the way back.
Take your time.
Be delayed. Let's have some volcanoes. Let's have an eruption. A volcanic one, that is.
Mama, I chose good.
Guy Sebastian, I chose good here on K-Rock 955. You're with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young, and I'm with Luke Massey.
Does that make you like him more?
No, not at all.
No? Okay, cool.
Yep.
So we do music reviews here too.
That's right.
We do a little bit of everything.
That's right.
Now, I have something that I wanted to talk to you about. I was looking at 9MSN the other day.
Yep.
Right? And there was an article come up, and I saw the picture, and it made me think of you.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to ask you this.
Yeah.
Have you ever met Paris Hilton?
Well, maybe, and we'll find out why Luke's asking after this. It's 22 past 7 here on K-Rock 955. You're with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young, and with me is Luke Massey. G'day, Luke.
Tim, it's time we had this chat. So as I said before the break, I was looking through this article on 9MSN, and I come across a picture of Paris Hilton.
Yeah, what's she doing these days?
Well, I'm not sure what she's up to generally. I haven't seen her for a while since her early film career.
Indeed.
Which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I think we all saw that one.
Yeah. But there was a picture of her, and at first glance I've gone, oh, she's got a little baby.
Oh, how wonderful.
And a little fella named Phoenix, Tim.
Phoenix. Because what's ever happened to anyone called Phoenix?
Well, did you like the name, or did you have anything to do
with
that?
What are you talking about?
Well, when I saw Phoenix, I remember I was about to keep scrolling. I've gone, there's just something about this young fella that reminds me of someone.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, what is it?
And look.
Is he devilishly handsome?
Look, he's a little kid. I'm not trying to say that I'm witty because I'm laughing at a little kid and how they look, right? But a lot of people, what the article was about was a lot of people were a bit cruel on social media about the size of the kid's head. Okay. Now, you know, it was slightly bigger, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And the whole talk was that little Phoenix may have had a condition, right, which is called, I looked it up,
what's it called?
It's called macrocephaly.
Mate, it's like I'm talking to a doctor. That's amazingly done.
Yeah, and I just spell that out properly. So
I think it could also be called hydrocephalitis as well.
Well, I was going to ask you, macrocephaly, have you ever been tested, Tim?
No, they couldn't get the tape measure around my head to test it. They just looked at me and said, he's an outlier. Get rid of him. Whatever. I don't know. Yeah.
So where were you roughly 2.5 years ago? Well, hang on. Mate,
hang on. Now it's a kid.
About 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Did you meet Paris? Is it something? Did you have a whirlwind romance? Were you involved?
Well, you know, we're talking October 21. They were heady times. You know, COVID was just ramping off, and
you're in lockdown. I'm sure you're in lockdown.
Oh, look, you know, there may have been the odd phone call to Paris. You know, what are you doing? You know, do you want to catch up? Do you want to be my special person?
Yeah. Do you want to put two heads together?
What was the name of that? If your
buddy or something,
intimate partner, wasn't it? That's right. Because Dan Andrews had to do a press conference where he explained what an intimate partner did.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I didn't. I didn't know that was a thing at the time.
No.
So you were living with me too, weren't you? You were like my intimate partner.
Yes.
You know what happened though?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to know a little bit more about macrocephaly.
Yep.
Right. So I Googled it to see what it means.
Yeah.
Now, people at home, You cannot see this, but well, I'm going to post
it's
it.
It's great radio.
Have a look at this. This is what happens when you Google macrocephaly. Have a look at that, Tim.
Come on, you're an idiot. That's so not true.
It's got a, I'm going to read it out. It says macrocephaly is a term that means large head. And when you look it up, there's a picture of Tim right next to it. Where's that photo from, mate?
Hey?
Where's that photo from?
I don't know where that photo's from. But yeah, this is
I'm going to post this online, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Young is on Google. I actually put it there, but that's
you're
on there.
Complete
that's
teenager,
on there for
mate.
Everyone
bye
to
bye
see.
Bye-bye. Little Blue Thing by Paul Russell. That's a very short song.
It's short, mate. Do you like it?
Yeah, I don't mind. It's a bit, it gets me, you know, bopping along, you know.
Yeah, you don't often say that.
No, I don't.
That you like songs.
No, that's right. I don't.
So that's a really big recommendation for, what was his name?
Paul Russell.
Paul Russell.
Yeah, there
that's,
we go.
That's not a rapper's name. Or
it's very unrapper.
Paul Russell. We should be working out at the refinery with you.
Remember there was a Sri Lankan cricketer and his name was Russell Arnold?
Yeah, I remember that.
He just going, mate, you do not fit in. look, we've got Justin Murphy Award.
Yes.
Coming up.
Named
with,
after who, Tim?
After Justin Murphy, who was a listener from Virginia in the States, listened to the podcast.
I don't know if he was a listener. I think he saw one of our little segments and decided to send us some filth.
And it was so bad that it got canned by Facebook. So it had to be pretty bad.
Well, he was a hypocrite, which fits in nicely with this person who's going to get the award, Tim.
This person, we could almost rename the award.
After him.
After this person.
We should even think about that.
We'll discuss it because this person is such a worthy recipient. I can't wait to tell the good people of Geelong about who's going to get the Justin Murphy Award. The K-Rock. Amy Shark with Can I Shower at Yours, A Strange Request.
She's a little bit different to who I thought she was.
Well, you, who are you thinking of?
Well, I was thinking of Amy Shark.
Dear
Are you a hypocrite or a bit of a sook? You might be a candidate for the Justin Murphy Award. So, let's see if you've won.
Well, sorry, Morgan. That little bit that I just spoke of, that probably cost us about $20,000.
Yeah, do we get a discount for that?
I doubt it. He's not returning our call, strangely. So
I'm sorry for that Amy Shark thing, too. I do that with little Bentley at home.
All right. I do the thing about Dave Grohl all the time, and
yeah,
it's my little thing that I love doing. So, look, Justin Murphy Award, someone who's a bit of a hypocrite, a sook, and we've gone ginger again.
That's the second week in a row.
Yeah.
We had Clayton Oliver last week.
We did.
For his character with the windscreen wipers.
Windscreen wipers, that's right. This week, I'll let you say it.
Well, I've been very annoyed in the paper from the warblings of Johnny Bairstow.
Warblings, great word.
Good
well
word,
done.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Fantastic.
Johnny Bairstow, the English keeper that carried on like a sook, like a dill during the Ashes.
Like a pork chop. Now, for those of you that aren't cricket fans, like we obviously are, because I will confess we have talked about cricket a bit. Johnny Bairstow, without getting the details, got out, which is what you do in cricket, legally and within the rules of the game.
Yeah.
And then carried on like
and then carried on, sooked it up and sort of he's gone the moral high ground, right? Saying, the Australia, they tarnish people's enjoyment of the game.
Not mine.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed
I loved it,
Tim. I thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
So he then went on, he said, it was an opportunity for Australia to put to bed a lot of things that happened previously.
Oh.
Right?
I know what he's talking about.
So he's
about
talking
too.
About obviously the sandpaper thing, right?
Yeah.
And you go, okay, because people don't know Johnny Bairstow, he got run out when he was just sort of leaving his crease.
Yeah.
And there was a, you know, it's fair enough. It probably wasn't, what would you call it?
I'll interrupt you there. It's not a usual mode of dismissal.
Yeah.
But it was
legal. Right.
In the book, it still says run out.
And the thing is, he went crazy about it, and then all these memes and videos come out of him doing exactly the same thing.
That's right.
To other people.
That's right.
Right, and that's what we're all getting upset about, because it's like, okay, if you've never done it, you've got a foot to stand on.
That's right.
But when you've done it to other people, and it gets done to you in the middle of the Ashes, you can't whinge about it, mate. And the thing he's talking about with Sandpaper Gate, right, and he goes, when Australia, you know, Steve Smith, David Warner, and who was the bloke? Bancroft.
Cameron. That's exactly.
Never heard of him again. Got caught with sandpaper. And he's saying it was an opportunity for Australia to put that to bed, right?
Yep.
His captain, an English captain, got caught doing the same thing. Now, Tim.
Yes.
When it comes to English, and we might have some English listeners, and I'll tell you now, you're a bunch of whingers. All you English are a bunch of whingers. Because Atherton did the same thing as Johnny Best.
And he's not the only only English captain that's done it either.
Now, he said here about Sandpapergate, because I researched this. Well, I looked it up about 10 minutes ago.
You did research?
About 10 minutes ago. Right? He wrote, "It was the deliberate nature of Australia's actions that gave the incident an odious stink." If I was a lawyer, I'd point towards him using the words "the deliberate nature," right?
And why would you do that?
Because here is a little article, Mikey, that came out in 1994, right? It came as a major shock when TV footage showed England captain Michael Atherton rubbing something onto the ball during the Lord's Test against South Africa.
Yeah.
Right? He was summoned to a meeting with match referee Peter Berg at the end of play. Dogmatically, he insisted he had never used any substance to alter the condition of a ball in his entire career.
Never done it. I'm too good for that.
But when he saw the footage, Atherton acknowledged that he...
I love it.
He saw the footage and then acknowledged that he had not mentioned the dirt in his pocket to the match referee, and he was subsequently fined £2,000.
Was he fined £2,000 for lying to the match referee or for
doing it? So he got caught, lied about it.
Yeah.
They said, "Well, here's the footage of it." He goes, "Oh, yeah, well, I didn't mention the dirt that I had in my pocket," which, if I'm not mistaken, is a substance used to alter the condition of the ball. Much like we did, Australia did. So he's done exactly the same thing as what we did.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and then had the audacity, Tim.
The temerity. That's right.
To get on there and say it was the deliberate nature of Australia's actions that gave the incident
an odious stink.
The English, what is wrong with you? You whinging bunch.
That's right.
You whinging bunch of sooks. And you know what? If you're offended by that as an English person, give us a call to complain.
Yeah, well.
Because you'll make our point.
Do you want to know something?
What?
I've got a British passport. Look at your face. This is priceless.
Fat and Ginger on K-Rock.
Yes, you are on K-Rock with Fat and Ginger. My name's Tim Young. Across the desk from me is Luke Massey. We've had some correspondence come in.
Yeah, what would they say?
From Robin in Newcastle, friend of the show.
Newcastle.
Excuse me.
I'm going to start up a rivalry with Newcastle.
Why not? I love it. I love a good rivalry.
Yeah, what did they say?
So Robin says, she's Googled, "Are people with bigger skulls smarter?"
Yeah.
Right, and it's come up, so definitively yes, because it's on Google. It says, on average, people with bigger heads tend to be more intelligent. So there you go.
Well, there you go, mate.
Yeah, done deal.
I guess she never asked you. You weren't part of the survey.
Well, on average, and I'm part of that average, and if I'm nothing else, I am average, I'll tell you that. So look,
I know what's coming up now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know, actually.
Well, I know what the segment is.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it because I refuse to listen to it.
Mm.
But you know what? I think of Stan Dexter.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm talking to the listeners now. If I was you, I'd just switch off now.
I'll tell you what. Okay, so it's a bit sort of car crashy sort of radio, this.
Oh, of course it is, because he's involved. That buffoon. We want to have a long professional career, Tim, together.
Yep.
Here on K-Rock and you know, when we get to finally leave here. but we can't have him weighing us down. He's a dead weight.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he? Well, look, I've got to say that you're not going to like this, because you know how he blew our $5,000 on Chicken Kiev's last week?
Yeah.
And the weekend before that, he lost an $18,000 kite. Yeah, well, he might be up for manslaughter after this one. So anyway, here we go. So strap yourself in, Luke. Stan Dexter.
And now, we cross to our bumbling trainee reporter, Stan Dexter.
Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Tim.
Look, apologies about the whole Kiev thing. I'm getting that money back to you. I'm here with John Petherbridge, who's the president of the Australian Cheese Lovers Association. G'day, John.
Good afternoon, Stan. How lovely to have you here.
Now, what makes John's love of cheese very unusual is that John is, in fact, severely lactose intolerant.
Yes, Stan, that's right. It's a challenge. But I do love my cheese, so I just soldier on.
Okay, great. Now, I believe we're going to try a couple of your favourite cheeses today.
Yes, we are. I'm very excited about this. Now, first we're going to try a delicious brie from King Island. What a lovely nutty flavour.
Sorry? Oh, right, the cheese. Yeah, very nice, very nice.
Now, let's step it up a notch. Let's have a nice big wedge of Batey Blue, shall we?
Do you think you should?
Yes. Oh, definitely never felt better. Now, here, get into this. What a tremendous bite it has to it. Can you taste that?
John, mate, that's not the only thing that has a real bite to it. Jesus, my eyes are watering.
Oh, yes, the experience is as much about aroma as it is about taste. If you're smelling it, you're tasting it.
I was afraid of that, John. Look, we're almost out of time. What's the final cheese you have for us?
Stan, this is my absolute favorite. A wonderful, mature, smooth cheddar.
Holy moly, John is down, and if my cheese tasting nose is on point, he has in fact shat himself. Bugger this, I am out of here. This is Stan Dexter for Jesus. Look, back to you in the studio.
Yes, coming up to 8 o'clock here on K Rock 955. You're with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young. Across the desk from me is Luke Massey.
We're nearly done, mate. Another show. How many have you done now? Four.
Four.
Four, and then we'll probably do one more, and then get the sack or something.
I don't know what happens next, but I'm really enjoying myself, and I've loved being able to.
You've been good on the desk tonight too, Tim.
Oh, gee, I'll tell you what, I know we're right at the end, but I can still muck things up. Don't worry about that.
And I did say that about halfway through. I said, mate, you're having a really good night over there, and then you made a mistake.
No, it's been a great show, and look, thank you to Stan Dexter. He's actually helping police with his inquiries at the moment after killing old John
Pethridge. Well, if he gets locked up, I think that's better for everyone.
Yeah, well, some time away.
Yeah, just see, he might be a cellmate with Wayne from Mount Mercer.
Can we still employ him if he's got a conviction? We'll have to probably check that one out.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to K-Rock, see what they say. They haven't noticed yours yet.
Shh, we don't talk about that. Look, thanks very much for listening. Thanks, Luke, for being here, even though it's part of your show and you have to be here.
No, I sort of have to, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I choose to be, Tim. I like hanging out with you on a Sunday night. And then we're going to go get some dumplings, aren't we?
Can't wait. Thanks very much.
Was I supposed to say that? Was Jodie meant to know?
Well, she knows now.
She knows now.
That's it. Thanks, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.